From St. Mark's Episcopal Church in Houston, Texas, a joyful Christian community, this is Soulful Sundays, a weekly podcast of our 5 o'clock service. I'm Patrick Miller, the rector of St. Mark's. Welcome.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Mark. Glory to you, Lord Christ. Jesus and his disciples went to Capernaum, and when the Sabbath came, he entered the synagogue and taught. They were astounded at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. Just then there was in their synagogue a man with an unclean spirit, and he cried out, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." But Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Be silent and come out of him." And the unclean spirit, convulsing him and crying with a loud voice, came out of him. They were all amazed, and they kept on asking one another, "What is this? A new teaching with authority. He commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey him." At once his fame began to spread throughout the surrounding region of Galilee. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Christ.
I speak in the name of one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. There are two things that I want to focus on this evening with you. And the first has to do with expectation. When in 2010, I had graduated from college a little while back, and my grandmother had wanted her whole life to go to Italy. And you'd pull books off the library shelf in her house, and cash would fall out because she'd been stashing away money for years to save up for this trip to Italy, and she had this grand notion of what it was, and my grandfather had been stationed in Sicily at one point, and so he had kind of said, "Well, I've been there, done that, so you're going to have to figure it out." So her kids, my mom and her siblings, got together and said, "For her 80th birthday, let's send her to Italy." The only problem was no one wanted to go with her. And no one knew anything about how to plan a trip to Italy. And so I was like, "I'll go." So I planned this trip, and my mom ended up being able to go too. So it was three generations of women. We spent 14 days over there. It was awesome. It was so cool. But one thing we did that I was not pumped about was going to see the opera in Verona. In Verona, there's this beautiful open-air Colosseum that they do operas and other shows on in the summers, in the evenings. And I'll be really honest, I'm not a fan of opera. I can't listen to it. I'm like a pop kind of girl. And so I was really bummed about it. I wanted to go out on the town that night and see the sights, and my mom and my grandmother were getting all dressed up for this open air opera, and we got there and it was cold, so then we had to buy the like super expensive fleece blanket that doesn't keep you warm. And I have to tell you, we saw Aida, and by the end of it, I was weeping. It was so beautiful. It was so beautiful. And I thought a lot about that story when I was reading this passage. Because I wonder how often we keep ourselves from being open to amazement and astonishment and being astounded. We read in today's gospel passage that Jesus comes in and he teaches with this authority that the people in the synagogue can't quite figure out. They're not sure where it comes from. They know it's not like the scribes. And by that, they mean it doesn't come from formal education or training or knowledge. It's something innate in him. and they're astounded. And then when Jesus heals the man with the demon, they're amazed. And I wonder how many times we let ourselves feel that way about God. When was the last time you took a walk and saw a beautiful arrangement of flowers and thought, wow? Or heard a piece of music in church that moved you? One of my hopes for us as we grow together as a church, as a congregation, as a community of Christ within Houston is that we learn to kind of reclaim this vision of wonder and amazement, that childlike faith that Jesus talks about a lot in the Gospels. Because I think it can transform the way we interact with the world and each other and with God. The second thing that really is kind of pulling at me is that the story tells us, this is Jesus' first day of ministry. He was just baptized and sent out into the wilderness. He's just called his first disciples, which is the story we heard last week, and he's doing his first thing. It's like his first day on the job. And he walks into this synagogue, and he starts teaching. And what really surprised me was that there's a demon-possessed man in the synagogue. He just kind of walked on in, sat down with the rest of them, and he's in there, and Jesus is teaching. And what I'm wondering is how does that help us think about what we bring when we come to church? What do you bring with you when you walk in this room? Do you bring anxiety? Do you bring hopelessness? Do you bring hope? What drags along behind you as you walk through the doors? Or stuffs your pockets, or fills your heart? What do we bring with us when we come to worship? And how does Jesus speak to that? He healed that man. He spoke directly to the demon and was like, get on out, see you later. And it left. And I wonder about that because we don't have the earthly Christ anymore. The Christ that came in that full authority, teaching and healing. But through our baptisms we do, we have that divine spark that dwells within us, that carries us through our lives, that fills us with the love and grace and mercy of God. So in that way, what will we speak to each other to heal the broken places, to lift up the hopeful things, to carry the light of Christ onward so that the message continues? What kind of authority can we take for ourselves in Christianity because the authority of Christ dwells within us to speak hope and love and mercy and grace and forgiveness? I really hope that you'll take some time this week to think about wonder and amazement and the things you carry with you and the ways that Christ speaks to you through others and the way you can speak to others with the Christ inside of you to make the world more whole and full so that the kingdom of God does draw near. Amen.
Trust them.
This episode was produced by St. Mark's Episcopal Church in Houston, Texas. Special thanks to our band, led by Cameron Deason-Hammond, and featuring Jeremy Nuncio, Asher Pudlow, and Andrew Gordon. Join us every Sunday for Soulful Sundays at 5 p.m. at St. Mark's, 3816 Bel Air Boulevard in Houston, Texas, or visit us online at stmarks-houston.org.